Joining us now, someone has covered folks like Alex Leatherwood for Alabama and the Florida Gator players with 1010 XL Radio in Jacksonville, First Coast News, as well, College Football Notebook, and more. Brent Baird joining us each and every Monday. Brent, I hope your day's going well.
It is. It also is going well that in about 2 weeks that we're going to have the first preseason magazine, so I looked that up today, Chad, and it was here last year by March the 16th. So the countdown is on.
Brent, looking at so many quarterbacks out of the SEC, once again, the SEC having the most players drafted. Florida becomes the first team to be able to have a player drafted in every single NFL draft. So go Gators to that. And when it comes down to Kyle Trask, you've been around this kid, great kid. He seems like he's been given his opportunities wherever he went. Remember, Derek King was a starter. He wasn't even the starter in high school back in Texas when he was there. Then he has to earn the job against Franks after an injury. And it's one where he just always seems to want to prove people wrong. Now he gets to learn from a guy that is the ultimate prove somebody wrong as a six-rounder in Tom Brady after winning seven Super Bowls. Now, what did you think when you saw that pick?
Well, it's a good fit. I mean, he can go there and learn behind the best, and then in a few years he'll be ready to be able to play and should be used to the speed of the game at that point. He is accurate. He's not a great athlete, and that's okay. Can read defenses. He puts the ball between the numbers, and that eventually is what extends your career in the NFL.
Brent, looking right now at some of the guys that have been sort of given the opportunity, New England Patriots always like going after Alabama players. And Mac Jones, even though he fell probably further than he wanted, he's in an opportunity where he knows really the only guy who would have to beat out long-term is a guy that really has one foot out the door in some type of shoe that's hot pink and has stripes on it. But overall, in Cam Newton, he's had an incredible career. And I hope, you know, I always like to joke with his outfits, but Cam Newton does a ton for charity. He is somebody that won a Heisman, a national title, and an MVP, and made a Super Bowl. And that's a list of like a few people ever that can say that. But in this situation, he gets his opportunity to play. Do you believe Mac Jones is the right fit in New England?
Yes. Yes. No, he's a better fit in New England than he is in San Francisco. I mean, he understands the system that Belichick runs. Belichick and Saban are very close. So he can bide his time, similarly to what Trask can. Look, I am not sure that he may be playing a lot quicker than Trask, frankly, because Brady may still Brady in Brady's mind may still have five more years left. Cam Newton doesn't. I mean, and obviously Cam Newton was hurt last year, but Cam's on the other side of his career, and it probably will not take long before that ends. So just absolutely ideal fit for both Trask and for Mac.
Yeah, and Belichick has drafted 12 Saban-coached players during his time in New England, so an opportunity to get another one, and not a bad move. Now, Najee Harris goes to Pittsburgh, an opportunity.
Right.
I think this is, I mean, the track record outside of really Eddie Lacy, T.J. Yeldon always sort of had to prove he was never the elite of the elite compared to some of the others they've had, more like a Bo Scarborough when he was there. But when you look at Najee Harris, last year's offense, for good reason, with that wide receiving core that they had the last two seasons, has been built around the passing game, which is rare for an Alabama team. But I believe that if they would have been a run-first type team, some of the old-school teams, Najee Harris could have broke Alabama records the way he runs the football.
Yeah.
I think it's a good fit. The offensive line hasn't been great in Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's the type of team willing to go after players to help a guy if he's that good up front.
They will really benefit from Najee The thing that Najee learned in Alabama toward the end of his career there was how to block and how to catch. I would not at all hesitate to say that Najee Harris in his last year at Alabama was one of the better receivers on the team. I mean, it was unbelievable how well he did. Now, Najee's not going to run a 4.2, but he's perfect, isn't he, for the Steelers? I mean, the Steelers were I think they averaged like 83 yards a game last year running the ball. James Conner was okay. But, look, I'm with you. They can be patient with him. Najee could be up there a long time.
Brent, looking right now at some of the things going on in when it comes to quarterbacks this offseason around the SEC, is there one battle? Because last year was a little different in COVID. A lot of guys sat out. They had to rearrange. Now guys have been given the opportunity to be able to transfer more often, so you'll see new faces in new places. But we also have a lot of change. There's no more Kellen Mond. There's no more Kyle Trask. There's the guys that we've seen for years, like even the Mac Jones of the world. They're all in the NFL now. Do you see – what is the best quarterback battle that we should expect in the SEC this year?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it looks like Haynes King is taking over at A&M, and he – who's going to be the guy. Now, we really don't have any idea right now who's going to be the guy at Tennessee. I mean, Moore is in that mix, and you've got several guys who have basically transferred in there. So we're not really sure. Harrison Bailey is a guy that we think it might be. So that's one to keep your eye on. What we also think we know and maybe don't know is, I mean, even with the Gators, I wonder how good is Emory Jones, and if Emory Jones does not perform like he needs to, do they end up maybe looking at the Richardson kid? I don't know, frankly, but I mean, you're right. There are a lot of very interesting battles that are going on. I mean, Alabama set, obviously with Bryce Young, Bo Nix at Auburn. Even though if Bo Nix doesn't improve, I almost wonder if they may look at that freshman a little bit. We know what Georgia's going to do at this point, JT Daniels. I've seen where Joey Gatewood has actually come on enough in Kentucky to where he may be the guy who was formerly at Auburn, also from Jacksonville. So you're right about that. And what is LSU going to do? Miles Brennan, Max Johnson. Those are going to be the several races still not quite decided until the fall.
Yeah, Brent, continuing the quarterback conversation, do you think that early in the year, there is more pressure on those teams that have, like Bo Nix, for example, to perform well early on, or will Brian Harsin just jump ship after two or three games if he's not getting enough out of Bo Nix as he's expecting to? I mean, do you think that could happen at not just Auburn, but maybe a couple of these other schools where they're going to go for these younger guys if the veterans or whoever they choose day one aren't producing?
Well, I think with Harsin's situation, he could do that probably easier than a lot of others could, simply because of the I mean, he doesn't have the history of Bo Nix. Now, obviously, they would have to deal with Patrick Nix, his father, the former quarterback there. But at the same time, I think that's a valid point, that if some of these guys are not getting it done, they're going to have to look at going maybe somewhere else. Auburn's trouble right now is not just Nix, that they've got a bevy of guys who are beginning to transfer out. And we're, We're seeing that happen almost every day at Auburn.
Brent, I don't think anybody can actually answer this question, not even Tim Tebow, but he's a Jacksonville guy. Urban Meyer is, I guess, in the process, or what we read in the news, and you know, you never know how far this goes. But what do you put covering sports in Jacksonville, the possibility of the hometown boy and really hero to the area in Tim Tebow returning to the Jags, or not returning the Jags, but returning to work with Urban Meyer?
I think if he had done this 5 or 6 years ago before baseball, that he may still be playing right now. I mean, he's still beloved here. There's no question about it. But at this point, Tim is at a real crossroads, Chad. And what is he going to do now? I mean, they could put him in on the team. He could be in uniform. He could play a little bit. It would go over well. But I think a lot of people know that he's at the end of his athletic career is the problem, and that they may look at that as almost a gimmick. Now, I don't have any doubt that if he could make something like that work, he could. But at the same time, Tebow, I don't think, is going to be the answer. The real shame here is that he did not accept that job as a tight end several years ago. There's no telling how many tickets he could help them to have sold over the last few years.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you think about who they've gone through in the meantime of having try to have Mike Glennon's and Gardner Minshew's be their savior. So, I mean, hey, look, the Minshew Mania thing was fun. I mean, we all could live a day in his shoes with the All-American bandana and, you know, his dad up in the stands fist pumping. I love the guy. I was rooting for him, but I don't know how long it was going to last. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, Brent, hey, as always, appreciate the time. Looking forward to really getting into more, like you said, the magazines in 2 weeks. And we'll talk to you again next Monday.